Now on Books and Arts, we head to Perth for some theatre.
Mala, mala, mala wahtajab, wadda ala adab, mala wahtajab, wadda ala adab, layta hajiri, layta hajiri, yashrahu sabab, yashrahu sabab.
One of Sudan's best-loved musicians, singer and lutenist, Abdul Gadir Salim, with a wistful love song which says, whenever she walks, someone gets shy. Abdul Gadir Salim has always been careful to stay away from political controversy, which is a key reason why he's still able to live in Sudan. Not so shy about expressing an opinion is the internationally published poet and playwright Afif Ismail. Ismail and his family arrived in Australia in 2003 as refugees, a few years after they fled Sudan. Afif Ismail has written a trio of short plays called Three Seeds, and this work is now in its premiere season, its world premiere season, at Perth's Blue Room Theatre. The play defies any preconceptions that could be labelled as a multicultural theatre. Ismail is as much influenced by Samuel Beckett as he is by African theatre. Doug Spencer with this story.
Welcome to Books and Arts Daily, and I am welcoming Afif Ismail, originally Sudanese, now Australian playwright, Vivian Glantz, who has an interesting working relationship with Afif, which will be explained shortly, and Jeremy Rice, who is the director of Three Seeds, which are a suite of three new plays by Afif. Afif, we're not going to tell your whole life story here because there is an excellent Radio National program which does exactly that, and there'll be a link to that on the Books and Arts Daily site. But just tell me a little about yourself first.
I came to Australia in 2003 after I spent 3 years waiting for the status of refugee in Cairo. I'm a father for three delightful children, and with me here, my beautiful wife.
Yes, and you literally fled for your life, in effect.
Yes, I escaped the country after a long battle with authorities there. As you know, Sudan now, for a quarter of a century, under a tough Islamic government, and they don't believe in a peaceful opposition. For that reason, I have been jailed 24 times for my activities as an artist and as a human rights activist as well.
Now, as an artist living in Australia, you do speak to an international audience, but you are primarily here speaking to an Australian audience. And I suppose the first thing to say about Three Seeds is that this is not a series of autobiographical works. Vivian, I might get you to talk about that, and also about what is meant by the term trans-created, which is what you and Afif do together.
Three Seeds is really a trip around Afif's imagination, and it's one of those wonderful opportunities to see something that isn't, as you say, autobiographical, because it's actually Afif is an artist expressing his artistic visions and his artistic way of expressing his view of the world. And it's not just cloaked in the small part of his life, which is the refugee part. Quite often I find that there's an expectation that multicultural theatre will be about the problems of being multicultural. This is not. These three plays are about a celebration of the imagination. And the way that we achieved them, as with all new terms, the definition is still fluid, but the way we look at transcreation is that it's an artistic reworking of a translation with the original writer in conversation. So the original translation of anything that's creative tends to lack that special something that you get from lyrical language.
It typically lacks life.
It does, absolutely, it really does. And so what we're trying to do is inject back into that a sort of vibrancy through language. And also there's many things that are cultural references for a Sudanese writer that may not translate directly into a non African writer or the world of a non-African audience, say. So we're looking at how a simple example would be a rose in a European tradition has a lot of centuries of cultural baggage around it, let's put it that way. But how does it work the other way around if you wanted to translate that into or transcreate that into a flower from Africa? What would that same flower be? So it's that kind of associations we're looking at.
Afif, are you doing the original translation into English yourself? Are you writing in Arabic first, then translating into English, or are you writing directly in English?
I'm still dreaming Arabic, and I'm still writing in Arabic as well. And after that, I will do the literal translation.
Now, Jeremy Rice, you as director of these three plays, you're in an interesting and different position to most directors in that Afif and Vivian, when they have finished, they hand it to you. And the writing instructions are, thou shalt not alter the text, but otherwise over to you.
We struck a bargain. He says the playwright is dead, his work is done, and it's up to us to find the theatrical solutions, the dramatic, you know, how to stage it, which is really liberating. We've had a great time creating the performances with the actors and with designers, lighting designer, composer.
And you've got plenty of choice, haven't you? I mean, the opening instruction in the opening play in Godot's Labyrinth says this play can be performed by one or four actors.
Yes, and then the next thing it says is a spaceship lands. So, you know, so I rang a friend and said, Ian, can you build me a spaceship? It's fantastic to have this rich imagery to play with, and we've really enjoyed that.
Afif, have you been very surprised by what's happened to your work as realised on the stage, given that, as I say, you've kept this hands-off?
I enjoy it very much. They produce something I never dreamt about, and that's what surprised me.
Now, if one knew nothing about you at all and went to see Three Seeds cold, it wouldn't be too hard to guess that you have a connection to Samuel Beckett. It wouldn't perhaps be immediately apparent that these are three works from a Sudanese playwright.
Yes, it is easy to get that from the title, and the title said a lot, but the difference will be inside the piece itself. I gave Godot a voice.
More than one voice.
Yes, more than one. I gave him voices and a modern voices as well.
The middle play tells us about the arrangement that allegedly rats and humans have made and how they live together. Is that based on an actual African story, or is it just like an African fable?
Part of the story, I heard this story from my grandmother a long time ago, and I rebuilt it and structured it in a totally different way.
Jeremy, in staging that story, you definitely don't tell it in an African accent, which is interesting in itself.
That's right. The process of creating the performance was really fun. I didn't want it to be some sort of cultural tourism or you know, I'm a white male Australian. I didn't want to sort of create my version of an African village. We were looking for the heart of the story and where that might resonate in Western culture that was familiar to me and to the performers. And we landed in sort of 1920s vaudeville. We saw the monkey and the rat, and we started looking at photographs and videos, or very old clips of W.C. Fields, Jimmy Durante, the Marx Brothers. And we kind of thought, we think that that's the sensibility that Afif has put into the script. These, a rat and a monkey who come out and tell jokes, that's all in the script. They're vulgar, they're extremely funny, and they're very physical. So, yeah, we looked for the references that made sense to us.
There are some very big shifts of gears in this production. The whole tone changes sometimes within one of the pieces and sometimes when you go from one to another. And by the time you get to the third piece, we've almost abandoned language.
The third piece is a text without any spoken words. That was both the most challenging and probably the most exciting piece to work on, because we had this script, call it a script, from Afif describing a series of actions. And you know, very imaginative, quite surreal, with no indication really of how we would stage it. I worked with two performers on that, and that was really exciting just to start off with, you know, a description of protozoan creatures coming alive on stage. And again, sometimes we were literal and sometimes we were tangential. And that's why people come to see the performance will see a lot of bubblegum being blown on stage.
What I find interesting, because I also wasn't involved in the rehearsal process, but the way that Jeremy's talking about it, it's another example of a transcreation. So you have this text that's in this written language, but the cultural references that you're trying to bring in have to be relevant to the audience that is going to see the show. And I think that's really exciting, the way that Jeremy's done that.
This is a very multicultural cast, but it's definitely not a case. So, for example, arguably the most African piece is the story of the rat and the humans, but neither of the central characters in that are African. You're not casting Africans as Africans. You're not casting people according to their ethnicity.
I didn't set out to create a multicultural cast, I suppose, but it was just one of the performers, the only performer who appears in all three plays, although she doesn't speak a single word the whole night, Violet Ayad. I'd worked with Violet before when she was a university student, and I'd forgotten that her background is Egyptian and she understands colloquial Arabic. It was just something that didn't occur to me. I think that's just part of the richness of Australian society. And yet when she came to the work, I think she got pretty, well, she did. She got excited through the process at the things in Afif's text that did actually resonate with her life experience. I'm talking about her grandmother and the use of Arabic language in her family. We just have a diverse cast that bring their own connections to the material. We have a performer, Kevin Wangai, whose background is Kenyan. And I think in one of the pieces, although it might not be autobiographical, there is some pretty strong politics in Afif's writing, which can only be seen as coming from an African, a North African perspective. And again, for Kevin, I think there are resonances in the text that are there really strongly for him, more so than they are for me. And we have Janice Lim, who trained in Singapore. We invited her to do the production because she had appeared in another one of Afif's plays, a show for children. Her experience coming to Australia as a Singaporean, as an Asian in Western Australia, also infuses her performance and her approach to the words that she says.
Vivian, you are a playwright yourself. Mm-hmm. Does it strike you as passing strange that in multicultural Australia, our casting is still somewhat two type still?
I can't understand that at all myself. If you look at theatre across the world, the so-called colourblind casting that happens is everywhere. I really can't answer that. I don't know why it happens. I know that Andrew Bovell recently gave a speech at the National Playwrights Festival that was on in Sydney, and he was also questioning this idea of where is the multiculturalism in theatre. It'd be great to see the equivalent of an Adrian Lester from England playing a lead role in a Shakespeare. He's an actor there who's international fame now, but it was colourblind casting that got him started, and he's doing fantastically well at
the moment. Vivian Glantz ending that story with Doug Spencer, and Afif Ismail's trio of plays, Three Seeds, is now enjoying its premiere season in his home city of Perth. So if you're in that city, you can catch it at the Blue Room Theatre. It runs until the 5th of May across Australia. This is RN, you're listening to Books and Arts Daily.